All right, you're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. We have a live band in Studio A right now. Band of One, Mike Sabanda. Welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. Yeah?
It's great to have you here. We got to meet you briefly last week, but we didn't get to hear your music at that time. So this is a real treat. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We also have organizer of the Njuzu Marimbas, Betsy Sims. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Scott.
It is so nice to have you here. This is awesome. Thanks for making this happen. So let's see. We visited with you last Friday. Give us a little summary of what's been going on.
Well, since then, we had Michael taught a couple of community workshops last Saturday, which was super fun. And folks learned a whole song and then got to go off whistling that. And then during the week, there's been two sets of intensives. So there's been two groups that have done three classes each. And then he's worked with our band all week, and he's worked everybody really hard. And again, it's been an honor for us because Michael is an amazing instructor. He's got a way of pushing you really hard so you think you just can't go on, and then he just laughs, and everybody's doing fine. It's like you go much further than you think you could go. It's been just an absolute joy to get to work with him.
All right, Professor Sabanda, it's been a week. Do you have a grade for the Njuzu Marimbas?
I think I'll give that after the Saturday performance.
Tomorrow? Oh, that's the final test?
It's like,
That's the final assessment, yeah.
So final assessment test, concert tomorrow. Yep. Betsy, can you give us the details, please?
Yes, it's going to be at Resurrection Lutheran at 5 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. And it's going to be is the two intensives. Each group learned two songs, so they're going to perform their songs. And they're going to keep breathing the entire time. And then the band also learned a few new songs, and we'll perform those. And then we, Njuzu, is going to back Michael up on a couple of songs where he is going to take the lead on the marimba and just tear the place up. It should be super fun. It'll be low-key. It'll be very people will kind of be coming along for the ride because it'll be new territory for all of us, which is exciting to be an audience member when you're watching new things happen. So that's pretty much it.
Tomorrow, Saturday. Yeah,
tomorrow, Saturday. It's pay as you can. We're asking a $20 donation because it's been expensive to put all of this on. But I want people to come. So if they can't pay a little bit, they can still do what they can at the door, and they should absolutely. There's no excuse. It's early in the evening before the drag show. And still get to the drag show afterwards, which I wouldn't want to compete with. So it should be just lots and lots of fun.
Michael Sabanda, you're originally from Zimbabwe.
That's correct, yes.
And now you live in South Africa.
That's true.
In Johannesburg.
Yes.
Got it. And I noticed in your description that you sort of consider yourself more of a teacher than a performer. I bet you are both. why is it important for you to teach?
Well, I really enjoy teaching. I've been working with kids all my life, and I just love the joy of seeing them, you know, achieve what we've been working through at the end of the day. Just like the end of this week, working with different folk from Juno, all ages, and seeing them smile at the end of a song that has got a whole introduction, first part, a bridge, and an ending. And being able to go through that, and you see the joy in their eyes, it's really satisfying for me.
And just speaking for you personally, what does music do for you? Why have you dedicated your life to this?
I think it's just the joy it brings me. I mean, who could have thought that I'll end up here in Juneau, in Alaska? I mean, it's through the music, through the marimba. It has taken me all over the world. So That's priceless. I mean, it's right. It's a real joy, yeah.
Betsy, you are an accomplished guitar player, among other things, a great musician. And then I can't remember how many years ago was it that you dove in to the marimba. What was it about this instrument that attracted you?
Boy, sum that one up in a hurry. I heard them first in Boulder, Colorado. And Annie Gazelle, who's the one who first brought these instruments to Juno, she was playing in Boulder, and it's like, we got to get a set of these to Juno. And everybody was like, yeah, right. But she figured it out and brought them up to the canvas, And I started playing at that point. And we had several really fabulous Zimbabwean teachers come up and play. And then when the canvas kind of changed hands, it took me a while to finally buy these. They were in the closet for years, and it was breaking our hearts. So, but they're community instruments. That's why I love them. Any level can play, and you can even have beginners playing with more advanced players. And the other thing that I love the most in a community place like Juno is, Michael can do some pretty amazing things all by himself. But generally, you don't play one of these. You play them as a group. Everyone has a piece that they play, and every piece is just as important, and it makes just stunningly beautiful music. It's so much fun.
I think of you, you played in guitar in groups and did some singing there. That's collaboration, but sometimes you did solo guitar work and solo singing. And yeah, like you say, this is just very much of a collaboration.
I'm done with solo.
Are you?
It's not enjoyable. For me, it's not enjoyable. Yeah. The joy for me is making music with other people. And these, they don't really work that well unless you have the other people. So it's extra fun.
Michael, what are a few things that you've observed this week being here in the community of Juno Art? Are we taking well to the marimba?
Definitely. I mean, the marimba just takes you in. And as I said, teaching the folk here, it's just really given me lots of joy because, as she says, the marimba is played in an ensemble. It needs you need to cooperate with everyone around you. So it teaches that cooperation. And also discipline. I mean, you need to listen to everybody else to be able to put that together. So it has been the same as if I'm teaching back in Africa. It gives the same kind of joy.
Will you describe, so this marimba in front of you, for our listeners right now, and maybe both of you can work on this, please describe this instrument for them.
Right. This is part of the ensemble. This is the tenor marimba. In the ensemble, we have the soprano. And then the tenor, you have a baritone and a bass. And the soprano mainly plays the lead. It plays the melodies. And then the tenor, this particular one, plays the accompaniment. It plays sort of chords. So, for example, it's playing two notes at the same time. And then there's a baritone that plays sort of broken chords in the ensemble. That'll be the baritone. And then the bass sort of keeps the beat. So you put all that together and then you have your piece together.
Betsy, which do you play?
We all play everything.
Got it.
We move around. That's part of the fun.
It's Michael, do you have a favorite?
Oh. I told you I'm a teacher. So.
I didn't mean person. Well, I meant the instrument.
Well, I do. I love the tenor.
Do you?
I love the sound, the mellow sound of the tenor. The soprano plays the lead, so it's a bit higher pitched, and then this is lower than the soprano. And you can still do soprano parts on the tenor. So I think that this is my best favorite instrument. But I think everybody else loves the baritone because it's got real character.
Got it. And can you describe sort of the range of notes that you can play
right
here?
It's like two octaves.
Okay.
Yeah, starting from low C. And then you have F sharp, another F sharp, so it's two octaves. Now, this F sharp was added so that you could also play in the key of G, because it would be quite monotonous that all your songs are in C, so it brings variety. You can play in G, E minor, A minor, or C, so that gives those options.
All right. Would you be kind enough to play us another tune?
Oh, all right.
And maybe introduce it. Tell us what it's called and what we should listen for in this tune, maybe.
All right. I'm playing alone. And by the way, I'm a teacher. Okay. I think I'll play. This is a piece from Kenya. Zimbabwe plays marimbas and they sort of arrange different songs from all over Africa. And I love this one particularly. It's entitled Malaika. And by the way, that's the name of my daughter, my last born. Her name is Malaika, which means angel. So, yeah, I really love this song. And we will be playing it tonight with the help of Njuzu Marimba.
When you think, when you play this song, Angel or Malaika, am I saying that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a narrative or a story that's going through your head that you're trying to communicate?
Well, it's basically talking about love. Mm-hmm. The world should love one another. And sort of love is of the instrument has brought me all the way across the oceans to Juneau. So, yeah, I think it's basically spreading the word of love in the world.
If you're just tuning in, that is the voice of Michael Sibanda. Betsy Sims is also in the studio. They're playing tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Saturday at Resurrection Lutheran Church. It's Pay As You Can. There's going to be a lot of people playing marimbas. And here's an example of part of that. That is the music of Michael Sibanda. He's playing with Njuzu Marimbas tomorrow, 5 p.m. at Resurrection Lutheran Church. Betsy Sims, Michael Sibanda, thank you much, so much for being on the show today. And Michael, can you please play for about another minute and a half as we go out here?
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Betsy. Want to remind you that support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Sentinel Coffee. And it also comes from Hanson Grass and listeners like you. Our theme music is by Indian Agent.